Good morning. Our question today is, as it pertains to Amatseva, tombstone, is it permitted to walk, lean, or even sit on a tombstone? Why would somebody want to do that? Walking, because you have to get to a different kever. You're in the Beis HaKfaros, in the cemetery, and you need to get somewhere. And the shortest way, or maybe the only way, would be to go over the Kfaros. So is it permitted to walk on a Matseva? Or if somebody is at a Beis HaKfaros for a long funeral and they're giving eulogies as Beidim at the Beis HaKfaros and the person is tired, is it permitted to lean on the tombstone next to him or even sit on it? Or is that absolutely prohibited? So the Tur in Yoredeia says as follows, Leishav ala kever, to sit on the kever itself, the place where somebody is buried, asur, it's prohibited. He can't sit on a kever, val havanim shemachasim bo a kever, and on the stones that cover the kever, or on the dirt that cover the kever, all of that one is not permitted to sit on. And in the continuation of the Tur brings in the name of his father, the Rosh. Shelo haya osur leishav ala evan. He did not prohibit sitting on the stone. What is the stone? So he continues, Sheino nechshav min hakever, the stone that they put at the kever that's not considered part and parcel of the actual kever. It's simply a tzion. It's simply a matseva that they put on afterwards. So the Prisha comes and explains what's going on, that the Rosh did not prohibit sitting on what. So he says as follows, that Shema Amidim ala kever matseva, that they put on the kever itself, a matseva, a stone. Actually, the matseva is literally a tombstone, but they can be made in different ways. In some places, they just have an upstanding tombstone at the end of where somebody is buried. But in some places, most prominently, we think of Eretz Yisrael, that they actually have the entire tombstone is covering the entire kever. So the Prisha is saying that if you have a matseva of Evan made of stone or made of eitz, made of wood, and there they put, they mark with that where the person has passed away, and they put the name of the nifter on it to show who is buried there. So we see there that the Rosh did not prohibit sitting on top of the matseva that's on top of the kever. And the Beis Yosef brings in similarly the sheet of the Rashba, who agreed that it was mutter to sit on the matseva, and he explains why. The whole reason that they put a matseva on nowadays is to show respect. It's not part of the kever itself that becomes prohibited, but it's simply there to show kavod, so it's not prohibited to have some benefit from it, for example, to sit on it. And he explains as follows, because they put it there on the know, on the understanding that it's just for kavod, it's as if they made a condition when putting it there that it's not prohibited to sit on it because it is there for kavod. Nonetheless, the Beis Yosef continues and says, despite the fact that the Rashba permits, the Or Zeruah prohibits. And the Or Zeruah says as follows, the Komash Anasa Letzorach HaMeis, anything that is there on the kever for the need of the mace. But not only that, ula kavura mace, and even if it's there just to show respect for the mace, asur bahana, is prohibited to have any benefit from it. Accordingly, based on that, he brings three different points. Based on that opinion of the Or Zeruah, asur limkor matseva shenishbara, it would be prohibited to sell a matseva, a tombstone that has broken, because it was there for the kavura mace, and accordingly, it's asur bahana. You can't have enough, for example, financial benefit by selling it. Then number two, based on this, Or Zeruah is also prohibited to lean on the matseva, because that is there for the kavura mace. And number three, it would be also prohibited to walk on top of kfaros, because they are asur bahana. So here we have a machlokis, is it permitted or prohibited to sit on the matseva, even if it's just there for the kavura mace, it's not part and parcel of the kever itself. And in fact, the Raman Shulchan Aruch brings both of these opinions. He says, Yesh omrim od leishev, yesh osrim od leishev ala evin, shenosnim ala kever la matseva. There is an opinion that we have to prohibit, it is prohibited to sit on the stone that they put on top of a kever as a matseva, as a tombstone. And there are those who disagree and permit. And that second opinion, he brings in the name of the Tur, quoting his father, the Rosh. So the Rama Paskins, based on both of those opinions. And in Mir Tzashem, we will continue tomorrow in a similar vein. We're going to talk about this, but we're also going to add in the variable of walking over kfaros, somebody who needs to walk over kfaros, for example, to do a mitzvah. Is it permitted to walk over the graves? Have a wonderful day.